Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and it looks like City could receive a breakthrough in their hopes of landing Harry Kane from Tottenham this summer, as it is understood the England captain is going to insist to Spurs chairman Daniel Levy that he wants to join City. Talks between the two clubs have cooled over recent weeks, with City appearing to prioritise the signing of Aston Villa captain Jack Grealish. It is understood the Citizens have tabled a £100 million bid for the midfielder, and it is unclear at this stage whether Pep Guardiola's side would be able to fund transfers of both Grealish and Kane. Elsewhere, and one way City could be able to afford the signings of both Grealish and Kane would be to cash in on some of their current first team stars. Raheem Sterling has been linked with the exit door. He has 2 years to run on his current deal at the Etihad, although it is understood talks over a new contract have stalled. Sterling is one of City's highest earners, reportedly making £300,000 per week. It is believed he is keen to wait until after the summer to see where he fits in to Pep Guardiola's plans before committing his future to the club. Finally, and City were in pre-season action on Saturday, comfortably disposing of Championship outfit Barnsley 4-0. Sam Adosie, Ben Knight, Riyad Mahrez and Nathan Ake scored the goals, with Guardiola insisting after the match that the best is still to come from his side. Of course, a number of players are still returning following their exploits with their countries over the summer. City are due to face Leicester in the Community Shield next weekend. That's all for now. We'll have more later.